Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Dalet. We are holding on the very bottom of daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Tanya Kavasei to Rabbi Yochanan V'Reish Lakish, three lines from the end of the page. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Elida Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, as well as by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of Chani's father, Meir Penstein, Zichron Levracha, Meir Yosef Ben Avram, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is a chiluk that we made yesterday between a bimus and a mizbeach, and the Gemara is going to discuss how a mizbeach shenifkam is going to still be asur, whereas a bimus shenifkam is going to be mutter, and the Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between those two items. Then the Gemara is going to have a stira whether an animal that is worshipped but it belongs to somebody else, meaning the guy who worshipped it is not the owner of that animal, whether he has the ability to prohibit that animal. Normally, Eino Demos Sedover Sheino Shalo. Problem is, we have a stira between two brises. So the first, the Gemara is going to have two resolutions to that stira, and that pretty much takes up the entire Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source within the second resolution, the source for the idea that you can prohibit something belonging to somebody else, al yidei ma'aseh, meaning when a person is just mishtachavet to his friend's animal. So then, Eino Demos Sedover Sheino Shalo. But if he actually does something to it, he makes a physical change in something else, that can actually prohibit somebody else's item. So the Gemara is going to talk about, where do we get that from? What is the basis for such an idea? The Gemara is then going to discuss Chalipin of Avodah Zarah, meaning what if I trade the Avodah Zarah for something? Does that something also become Asra Hana? What about other Isurei Hana'a? What if I take produce of Shviyas and I exchange it for something? Or if I take Arla and exchange it for something? Shvi is not Asra Hana, but Shvi has a status. So does the Shvi status transfer on to whatever I traded for? Arla is Asra Hana. Does the Isur Hana of Arla transfer on to whatever I traded for? So the Gemara, that discussion is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis, and then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis is an agadic Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses, if Hashem really despises Avodah Zarah so much, why doesn't he destroy all of it? Meaning, why would he allow Avodah Zarah to exist and to mislead so many people into thinking that they have some sort of koach or something like that? Right? Why doesn't he just get rid of all of the Avodah Zarah? So the Mishnah is going to give an answer, and then the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that discusses in much more detail that question and answer of the Mishnah. And that brisa pretty much brings us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin. Again, we are three lines from the bottom of the page on daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we have a brisa that says that which Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said yesterday. If you recall, yesterday Ula had said that Ula had not said, he had actually sat down on a bimus that was kavua for Avodah Zarah, a pedestal that was kavua for Avodah Zarah, but it was broken. So they told him, how could you do that? Rav and Shmuel both hold that a bimus shenifkam, even after it's broken, it's aser. He said, look, Rav and Shmuel, oh, they're amazing. They were the biggest tzaddikim. If you would bring me dirt from their kever, I would put it in my eyes. But you should just know, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree. They hold that a bimus shenifkam is in fact mutar b'ana, and that's what I'm assuming, that even if you hold that that ovdin l'shvarim, that worshippers of Avodah Zarah will worship those broken Avodah Zarahs as well, that's only the Avodah Zarah itself, but a bimus shenifkam, that's for sure going to be mutter. So says Gemara Tanya Kavasei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we have a brisa that says just like that, bimus shenifkam mutter, that a bimus that gets ruined, that gets dented or broken or whatever, is going to be mutter. Mizbeach shenifkam is aser, but a mizbeach that they're makriv karbanos l'avodah zarah and it becomes nifkam, that's going to be aser ad sheyinatatz rubo, until they destroy the majority of the mizbeach, because they will continue to use it as a mizbeach l'avodah zarah until they destroy the majority of it. So says Gemara, hechidami bimus, hechidami mizbeach. What's the difference between those two things? They both in some way serve as a support system for the Avodah Zarah, but how do I know? I see a rock. Do I know if that's a pedestal or if that's a mizbeach? What is the physical difference between them? So Amar Rav Yaakov Baridi, Amar Rav Yochanan, bimos evanachas mizbeach avanim harbe. A bimos is a single stone. A mizbeach is made up of multiple stones. Amar chizkia mikra. What's the pasuk that teaches us that a mizbeach is made up of multiple stones? And both things, both that a mizbeach by definition is made up of multiple stones, and that a mizbeach is going to remain asur b'hanah until nitatz rubo, that nifkam is not enough to make a mutar b'hanah, you need nitatz rubo. So both of those dinim are derived from the same pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya, that the pasuk says, besumo kol avne mizbeach, that asherim and chamanim are types of avodah zara, that they used to bring it to kroves to these avodah zaras on the mizbeach. So kol avne mizbeach right off the bat tells me that a mizbeach avodah zara is made with kol avne, with a lot of avanim. It wasn't just a single stone. So he's medayik from the pasuk that only a mizbeach shenitas rubo is mutar bana, but if it's only nifkam, it's aser. Because why? What does it say? E ika ke'avne gir menu patzos. If kol avne mizbeach that ke'avne gir menu patzos, that they destroy the avanim like they would break apart the avne gir, then lo yukumu asherim v'chamanim. Then they will cease to use it for avodah zarah. But if they don't destroy the majority of the stones, they don't break off the majority of the stones, then yukumu, then they'll continue to utilize it for avodah zarah. So that's how we learn two things from this pasuk. We learn first that the definitional difference of a mizbeach to a bimos, that a bimos is one stone, a mizbeach is multiple stones, and we learn that although a bimos shenifkam is going to be mutter, a mizbeach shenifkam remains aser ad shei natatz rubo. Period. That's the end of that discussion. So now the Gemara discusses, what if you have an animal that becomes worshipped? Does that animal become aser l'gavoa? So we have a stira, tana, we have a b'raisa, ne'evad shelo aser shel chaveru mutter. If a person, Rachman al-Zal, worships an animal, so if it's his own animal, the animal, it belongs to the person who worshipped it, so it's aser to l'gavoa, you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. But if it was ne'evad shel chaveru, then it's going to be mutter, even l'gavoa, because you can't aser davar she'eno shelo. It doesn't belong to you, you can't impact its halachic status. So in a minute, he says, but wait, we have another b'raisa, ezu ne'evad. What is a type of ne'evad that's going to be usher to use as a carbon? What type of animal is usher to use as a carbon on account of the fact that it's ne'evad? Kol she'ovdim oso, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. Anything that they are oved, whether it be shogeg, mezid, ones, or ratzon. Rashi points out, mezid and ratzon are the same thing, but shogeg and ones are not, and shogeg matches with mezid, ones matches with ratzon, so that's why we use both terminologies, even though they don't really say anything different. But what we're going to zero in on for the purpose of our question is, hi, ones hechidami. What exactly is the case of ones, that a person is mishtachava, or a person worships an avodah zarah, an animal as an avodah zarah, ba'ones? Lav kigon da'anas be'emes chaver v'shtachavala. Doesn't ba'ones mean that Reuven takes Shimon's animal, ba'ones, against Shimon's will? He steals Shimon's animal and is mishtachava to it. So apparently, even though, if that's the definition of ones, apparently, even though the animal doesn't belong to him, he has the ability to turn it into a behemoth that is ne'evad, and that's going to be asur l'gavoa, and that's apparently against the previous brisa that we just quoted, that that you're not able to asur anybody else's stuff, that you cannot make it asur l'gavoa. So according to the Hava, meaning that a person can asur davar she'eino shelo, it's a little bit difficult. Why does the brisa dafka pick a case of anas behemas chaveru? It could have just picked a case without any onas, that you just seize behemas chaveru and he's mishtachavet it. Meaning, anas behemas chaveru sounds like you stole it, you grabbed it, you took it, right? Why not just say, you saw behemas chaveru and you bowed down to it? Meaning, the way the Gemara is asking the Kasha is it's got nothing to do with the onus element. It's really about the fact that it belongs to somebody else. So that Kasha is asked by Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Avodas Avoda, and he he says that the Gemara understands that you're not going to aser behemus chaveru without any onus. It's only when it's stolen. But since the gazlan has achrayus on the behema and he becomes chayiv to pay for it, so it's a davar agorim lemamon for him, and therefore davar agorim lemamon kamamon zami, and therefore maybe that gives him just enough ownership to impact its status, right? That maybe even though it's eino shelo, it's still not really his. It doesn't become yours when you steal it, but you do have responsibilities toward it when you steal it. It's ki'ilu hu shelo. If an ones happens to it now, you're responsible for it. So it has all, it has these responsibilities. So maybe that's the havamina, that even within the havamina, it doesn't just mean you can go over to anybody's animal and turn it into an evad. It has to be an animal they have some sheichus to. But bottom line is, the Gemara asks that we have this stira between the two brises. So the Gemara is going to have two answers. Answer number one is Amar Rami Bar Chama, lo, you simply misunderstood what the word ones means. It's got nothing to do with assuring somebody else's animal. You can't assur somebody else's animal. When it says bein ba'ones, it means kegon sha'nasu ovdei kochavim v'shtach v'lehem to didei. It means that an ovid kochavim forced a fellow to be mishtachavet to his own animal. So he was mishtachavet to his own animal, so that they wouldn't kill him when he was mishtachavet to his own animal. If you look at Tosfos, small Tosfos Dibra Maskel kegon pirushansu sha'amru lahargo im lo yishtachavem elav. That there are two ways you can envision an onus of being mishtachve to Avodah Zarah. One is that they shove him down to be mishtachve to the Avodah Zarah. The other is they hold a gun to his head and they say, you do it, you be mishtachve, or we're going to kill you. Which one does it mean over here? Tosfos says it has to be the second one. It has to be that they asked him to do it on his own under the threat of death, that they're going to kill him if he's not mishtachve. Aval ein lefarish, do not say, shekfafo komaso bal korcho, that they shove his body down in a bowing position. Din Cain, because that's not called that he's mishtachavitid. Elehemasu maisa begufo. They're the ones that are doing the maisa. They happen to be using his physical body to do that maisa, but they're the ones that are doing something on him. And they're not the owners of the animal. So the only way it could be that he's the one that's doing the maisa of Avodah Zarah, but it's an onus, is if they're threatening him. So that's the onus. The onus is the threat of death, but he's the one that brings his own body to be mishtachave. So that's called that he did it ba'ones. So since it's his own animal, yeah, so it's going to become a nevad and it's going to become asr to use as a karban. But there's no such thing as asring davar she'eno shalo. That is answer number one. That is Rami Bar Chama's answer. So the Gemara is just going to drill down on that answer before we go on to answer number two. Asks the Gemara, Maskefla Rabbi Zeira, how can you say that the Brice is talking about where they were ma'anis him to be mishtachaveh, but after all, onus rachmana patre, generally when you do an avera ba'onus, you're pater, dichsiv, because the pasuk says, by narum rasa, it says, ula naru lo sasa davar, that since she's nivela ba'onus, rachmana l'san, someone attacked her, and she had no choice in the matter, and so she's not punished for a bia asura. So a person does that, we learn from there, that any avera done ba'onus, you're going to be pater, so the same should be true, if someone's mishtachaveh, to his behema ba'ones, he should be potter. So we shouldn't ask the behema legvoa because of this avera. He didn't do any avera. It was an ones. So the Rishonim raised the question: what kind of kasha? Even ba'ones, you're not allowed to be mishtachve to your behema, and they are ma'anis you to violate avodah zarah. This is yaharig val yavar. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin that all things are yavar val yaharig except for the big three. So since he's not allowed to be mishtachve to the behema, yeah, so he violates an avera by being mishtachve. Onus rachmana patre is true. Generally, you don't get an onesh when you do something but ones. And even generally, when it's an ones of a threat of death, you even did the right thing if you did the avera. But not by avodah zarah. By avodah zarah, you did the wrong thing if you were mishtachve under the threat of death. So Tosfos and the Ritva writes that since he was mishtachve ba ones, it's not part of the isra of losa of deim, and he's pater from an onesh, and therefore the behema does not become a nevad. He just has a chiyuv lechatchila because of kiddush Hashem to be moser atzmo lemisa and not to be mishtachve to it. Meaning that when one is mishtachve to a behema under the threat of death, he did the wrong thing. But it's not the same isra as a guy randomly just going and being mishtachve to his behema, not under the threat of death. A guy who goes and randomly is mishakvah to pay him, not under the threat of death, that's avod zara. That's mamish avod zara. A guy who does it under the threat of death, that's a violation of kiddush Hashem or chilul Hashem. Right? That's it's a different thing. From an avod zara perspective, he's technically allowed to do it, but because avod zara is bound up with kiddush and chilul Hashem, that's why he's not allowed to do it. So it's not going to make the animal into a ne'evad. So says Gemara, Ella Amar. So again, the Gemara is asking over here, how can you say that the case of ones, where the behemoth taka becomes a ne'evad, is when it's your own animal and they just force you to bow down to it? I lenar lo sasadavar ones rachmana patre, it should not become a ne'evad. Ella Amar Rava. So it's a question whether the word Ella belongs over here. That the Ritva takes the word Ella out because Rav is really explaining Rami Bar Chama, and he's answering the kasha that Rabbi Zeira asked on Rami Bar Chama. So it's not really a new answer, it's just revamping Rami Bar Chama's answer, that hakol, all types of avodah zarah ba'ones, avodah zarah b'ratzon, hayu b'chlal lo sa'avdeim. It was all part of the iser of lo sa'avdeim, where a person violates avodah zarah is chayv misa. U'kshapir l'cha akosuf, but when the pasuk specifically says v'chay behem, that you're supposed to live v'lo she'yamus behem, and that we darshan therefore that a person should not die through his kiyumei ha-mitzvos, so yatsa ones. Mimela ones is excluded. So it's excluded from the Isser not to do Avodah Zarah, because if they're ma'anis him under the threat of his life, v'chai behem overrides any Isser in the Torah. V'hadr kas v'rachmana, but then the Pasuk says, v'lo tzichal l'Hashem kadshi, that you're not allowed to be mechal l'Hashem, and Avodah Zarah involves massive chil l'Hashem, so dafilu ba'onas. So that tells us, even ba'onas, a person is mitzuva not to be mechal l'Hashem, and Avodah Zarah is by definition a chil l'Hashem. So memele, even if they force him to do the Avodah Zarah, he's supposed to get killed rather than do the Avodah Zarah. So since an Avodah Zarah ba'onas is excluded from the mitzvah of v'chai behem, So it's included in the Yisro of Lo Sechalulu. So HaKetzad, how could that be? So HaBetzina, HaBefaresia. It must be that which we say that Avodah Zarah Ba'ones is not prohibited, that's talking about Betzina, when there aren't 10 Jewish people there that see the Maisa that you did, and therefore there's no Chilul Hashem. And HaBefaresia, and that which we say that you're not allowed to do in Avodah Zarah, even Ba'ones, is when it's done publicly in front of 10 Jewish people that see it, and the Brisa had said, according to Rami Bar Chama, that if a person did Avodah Zarah Ba'onas, it's considered that he worshipped his own item and it becomes Asur L'Gavoa, must be talking about that a person had violated the Avera Bifar Hasya, that it's only Bifar Hasya that it's going to that it's going to be true. Now the implication of all of this answer is that Avodah Zarah B'tzin is not Yaharik Valiava, right? I mean, that's what it sounds like the Gemara says. That the whole idea of Chilul Hashem is only Bifar Hasya, and therefore the whole exception to V'chai Behem is only going to be Lo Sechalulu, is only going to be when it's Far Hasya. So the Rishonim struggle with that. Is that really what we're saying? That Avodah Zarah B'tzina is not Yaharik Val Yavar? So that's what the Rishonim point out, that it does not mean that that it's mutter to be over Avodah Zarah in a Tzina type of situation. Because the halacha is, like Rabbi Shimon Yatzad, and Sanhedrin Dafayin Dalid, that Avodah Zarah is Yaharik Val Yavar even Betzina. It sounds in the Sugi and Ksubas Daf Yates that Rava holds that way as well. He's just explaining, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, who allows Avodah Zarah Me'onas Betzina, so that's what Tosfos explains. He's explaining within the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. But certainly one is supposed to be Moser Atzmo Lemisa, that's part of Bechol Nafshecha, even if it's Avodah Zarah Betzina. So anyway, so Amalei Rabbanon Rava, Tani Dim Sayelach, the Rabbanan said to Rava, we'll bring a brisa that's a support for you, that if a person doesn't Avodah Zarah Bifar Hesya, even Ba'ones, the thing becomes Aser, it becomes Nevad. So the brisa is that Biyum Siyaos Shal Ovdi Chavim Bishasak Zerah, the pedestals that they made for Avodah Zarah at the time that they made Gzeira on the Jewish people to be Yovid Avodah Zarah, Afal Pisha Gzeira Bata, Osan Biyum Siyaos Lo Batlu. Even though the Gzeira became Batl, those Biyum Siyaos do not become Batl. They're still Asurbana. Now the Avodah B'Shas HaGzeira is an Onas, and apparently those Biyum Siyaos become Asurbana. Why is that? Because the Avodah B'Shas HaGzeira has a din of Avodah B'Farhesia. It's Avodah Zarah B'Farhesia. So yes, yes, it's ba'ones, but it's ba'farhesya. So you see that you're right, that when Avodah Zarah is done, ba'ones, but it's also ba'farhesya, the thing becomes asr as a ne'avad. So Rava says, that's not necessarily a raya. Amalu imishim ha lo tisayayan. If that's the best you got to help me out, that's not really a great raya. Eimer Yisrael mumar hava upalach labratzon. When there were gezeros against Klal Yisrael that they had to be ovid Avodah Zarah, some people bought into it, right? So it's possible that any of these BMCOs, it was not only ba'ones. Maybe it started as an ones, maybe for the whole Jewish community it was an ones, but there are always some people among them that are going to do it beratzon. So maybe that's why they remained asir. Ravashi Yomar Lotema Ema. Ravashi says, it's not even like a possibility that maybe, perhaps, there were some Jews that did it beratzon. No, Elevada Yisrael Mumarava Apolachola beratzon. Certainly some of the Jews that were worshiping this Avodah Zarah, even Bishas HaGzeira, were doing it Peratzon. And if they were doing it Peratzon, so obviously that which which is Nevad becomes Usr and remains Usr. Okay, so that was all answer number one. Again, we had a Stira, whether if a person is Mishtachvet to Behemas Chavero, whether he can Usr it, that on the one hand we had a Brisa that says, no, Shel Chavero is Mutter. But on the other hand, we had a Brisa that says that if you do Avodah Zarah Ba'ones, it's going to make it a Nevad, it's going to be Usr. And doesn't ba'ones mean that you were ma'anes somebody else to steal his animal from him and be ovid it, and you're going to aser it that way? So answer number one was, no, that's not what ones means. Ones means it's your own animal. Answer number two is, it is what ones means, but there's another reason to distinguish. Chizki amar kigon shenisech lavodzchav miyayin al karneha. That the Bryce is talking about when you were ma'anes behemas chavero, and one was ovid behemas chavero. And that which we said that even though it doesn't belong to you, it's still considered a nevar and it's asr l'gavoa, is not a stira to the first brisa that said that you cannot asr somebody else's animal, because we're talking about a person was menasech yayin on the horns of behemas chavero. So since you did a maisa l'kavod the avodah zarah, that asrs it even though it's eno shalom. But if all you did was you were mishtachvet to it, the animal doesn't even, it's just sitting there. Nothing happened to the animal. He's just minding his own business, right? So if you didn't even do any maisa on the animal, that's when we say eino d'moser davar sheino shalom. So is it true that you cannot aser davar sheino shalom? Generally, that's true. But the exception is if you do a physical maisa on the thing that's eino shalom, then you can even aser davar sheino shalom. So maser v'ada barava hai nevaru. Wait, the example you just gave that you're menase chiyayin on the horns of the animal, that's considered ne'evan. High bimus bialmuhu visharia. That behema is only functioning as mishamshe avodah zarah. You didn't worship the avodah zarah itself. It sounds like you used it as the mizbeach upon which to put pour yayin, like you would be menasei chayin on the mizbeach la'avdil in the base of English, where the mizbeach is not the subject of the avodah. The mizbeach is not the thing that is being worshipped. It's the method through which you worship something else. So the description you have of being menasei chayin on an animal, that's not nevad at all. So elam ravad barabu kon shenisach layayin ben karneh da'avad b'maisa, that the case is that you are menasei chayin ben karneh, and where you do a maisa of avodah zarah, you're making it into an avodah zarah. Whereas the second brisa was talking about where you're mishtachave, or you did some other avodah to a behema, where it's not a maisa begufa, where it's not going to be asr. V'chihada asu ula, and it's like ula when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he explained in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, afal pisham ram mishtachave behemas chavero lo asara, but asu b'maisa asara. That even though if a person is mishtachvet behemas chavero, it's lo asara, but he does not make it asr. But if you do a maisa on it, that's going to be much more impactful, and that's going to prohibit it as well. The way Rashi learns, asara means prohibits it not only legavoa, but he even makes it asr ba'anol lehedyot, right? That it's that mamsh becomes nevad, it becomes something that's an avodah zara, that becomes asr ba'anol entirely. The Rambam in the 8th Perek Vilchos Avodah Zarah writes that it does not become asur lehadil. That if it's ain a shalow, that you don't have the ability to do. That ain a the most davar shein a shalow, even al yedei maisa, you can't asur it lehadil. But to make it a neva, that's asur legavoa, if you do a maisa. So there are really three categories. There's when it's your own thing and you're ovid it, so then you asur it legavoa, you asur lehadil if it's your own animal. If it's somebody else's animal and you're mishtachvet to it, you asur it for nothing. It's mutul legavoa, it's mutul lehadil. But when it's somebody else's animal and you did a maisa to it, you asur legavoa, but it remains mutul lehadil. That's how the Rambam learns, that there are in fact those three categories. So Amar Luhu Rav Nachman said that poku ve'imru le'ula k'ver tirgumar Rav Huna l'shmaitich b'bavel. Go tell Ula that Rav Huna already said in Bavel this exact psak. Damar Rav Huna, he said, behemes chavei revutzu b'fnei avodah zarah, because he said, if you have someone else's animal, not the Ovid Avodah Zarah's own animal, someone else's animal is lying in front of an Avodah Zarah, kiven sheshachet basim echad, when you come along and you shecht one sim in l'shem Avodah Zarah, asara, it's going to asur it even though it's ena shalom, and even though you didn't do a full act of shechita, you only did the beginning of the shechita, but it's a ma'isa. So once you did a ma'isa, so that's going to make it an Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Asur legavoa. So says Gemara, minolon da asara. How do I know that the din is that when you do a maisa on the behemoth, it becomes asur? Meaning, where do we learn that from? I get that he said it, that that's how you're miyashiv the brisas, but that's a remarkable chiddush that you can ask the davar shein lo shalom. What's the basis for that? See, lemei kohanim. Maybe you're going to tell me it's from the we learned it from the kohanim that the malchei Yisrael forced to become priests to be mishamish in avodah zarah, where the pasuk in Yecheskel says v'lo yikshuei lai l'chahin li, that they cannot they can no longer serve as kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash because they were utilized in the functioning of the avodah zarah. So you see that must be that a behemoth that you did a maisa with is the same thing. Says, well, no, that's not the same thing. There's a huge difference. A person cannot ask a davar shein shalom even al yedei maisa l'shem avodah zarah. Perhaps the kohanim are different because they're not allowed to be mishamish l'gavoa because they have their own das. So the chum made a knas on them. You're b'nei deya, and you were with your own das. You were mishamish l'avodah zarah, so you cannot be used l'gavoa. You cannot be used in the service of Gavoa. But a behema is not a bardas. So someone went and they used a behema in the service of Avodah Zarah. There shouldn't be any knas on the behema. So the Ella must be that we derive it not from Kohanim, because Kohanim are b'nei deya, but rather may Avnim is Beach. From the Avnim is Beach that the Anshe Yavan used for Avodah Zarah, and then the Beis Chashmonai had to come and put it in Geniza. Why did they put it in Geniza? Because it was also the Gavoa. And even though the it never belonged to the Anshe Yavan, the Mizbeach was Hegdish, it belonged to Hegdish, and ain't no the most of Dover Shein Shalom. So why did it have to go into Geniza? The Yavanim should never have had the ability to asur it in the first place, because it wasn't theirs. Oh, it must be because they did a Maisa. And since they did a Maisa on it, so that's why they had the ability to asur it. Says, well, that's not a great Raya either, because we already addressed this. Vidilma Kit Rav Papa, maybe like Rav Papa explained, that there was a special pasuk over there, that the pasuk in Yecheskel says, "Uvova pritzim v'chilalua." So we learned that the Beis Chashmonai learned from there that since the Yavanim went into the Heichal, it no longer belonged to Hegdish. It was ready chulin, so it was yatzal chulin. It was hefker, so it wasn't ena shalom. They did have the ability to asur it in that case because it wasn't ena shalom. It was shalahem at that point. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so how do I know that al yidei maisa one has the ability to asur davar shein shalom?" So Ella, we learn it from Mikalim. We learn it from the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash that Achaz Melech Yehuda prohibited. Because the pasuk says, "Veskala Kalim Asher is Niach Melech Achaz Malchuso b'malo hechanu v'hikdashnu." So his Niach b'malo means that he used it for Avodah Zarah, and because of that, hechanu v'hikdashnu. What does hechanu v'hikdashnu mean? So v'amermar, we already explained on Daf and Beis, hechanu shegnaznum, that they had to put it into Geniza. Ariza, v'yiktashnu, shiktashnu acherim tachtein, that they couldn't use those kelim. They had to replace them with other kelim. So apparently they couldn't be used. Why couldn't they be used? Because they were used al yedei maisa for avodah zarah, even though it belonged to Hekdesh. They didn't have the rights to aser it. Ain't not the most adover shein shalom. Well, ain't not the most adover shein shalom. Ella kivin davar b'maisa itzruluhu. Since they did a maisa, that's what gave them the ability to aser it. Sachanami. So therefore, we learn over here as well when it comes to behemas chavero kivin shasa b'maisa. Once you do a maisa shchita on behemas chavero l'shem avodah zarah asara, so you have the ability to aser it. Period. So that's the end of that sugya. So we had a stira between two brises, whether you could aser behemas chavero or not. Answer number one was no, never. You can never aser behemas chavero. The brisa that sounded like that you could was talking about something else. Onus meant something else entirely. And answer number two is yes, you can, but only al yedei maisa. You can aser behemas chavero, but only if you do a maisa. And the basis for that is the fact that they had to be makdish new kelim after the old kelim were used la avodah zarah al yedei maisa. So now the Gemara brings, once we talk about asering al yedei maisa, ki aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, am Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, afal pi shomra mishtachve lekarka olam lo asara, even though we say that if a person is mishtachve to the ground, he doesn't aser the karka olam, but if he did a maisa, chafra baboro, shichun ma'aros, he starts digging things in the ground, l'shem avodah zarah asara, then he's going to aser the karka as well. So, because he did a maisa, la avodah zarah. So the kiyasar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, of Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He quoted Rabbi Yochanan that al pi sha'amru mishtachve lebalei chayim lo asaran. That even though we say that someone who's mishtachve to a bal chay does not aser it lehadyot, even if it's shalom, because since it's only the gevoa the Torah asers bal chay that's nevad. So you see that lehadyot it's going to be mutter, but asot and chalip in avodah zchavim if you had an avodah zarah and you were machlifit, you gave it in exchange for another behema, so then asaran, then you aser those behemos. So the Gemara is going to see where we know, we're going to see soon how we know that chalipe avodah zarah become aser. So the Gemara discusses the difference between chalipin and chalipin. So kiyasa ravin amar pligu bar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. There is a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Chad amar chalipin asurin chalipe chalipin mutarin. One holds the chalipin of avodah zarah are aser, but chalipe chalipin, if you take those behemos that were nechlef avodah zarah and you machlef them for other animals, those other animals are mutar bana. V'chad amar afilu chalipe chalipin nami asurin. And the other one holds that no, even chalipe chalipin are going to be aser. My time at the man yamar chalipe chalipin asurin. What's the basis for the shita that the iser even extends to chalipe chalipin? Amar kra, because the pasuk says vayisa cherim kamohu kol sha'atama hayim imenu harehu kamohu. Anything that comes about through it, like through a chalipin, it becomes like it, and it becomes asubana v'idach. And the shita that holds chalipe chalipin or mutter, amar kra, who v'lo chalipe chalipin? It says who ki cherim who, that only it. So that implies that that which is not the original thing is not that which is not the authentic original article is going to be mutter. So the idach and the other opinion who says that chalipe chalipin rasser will say ahu, that word who is needed mibayle lemute arlo v'kilei akerem. We need to be mimayit the isra of arlo and kilei akerem from the isra of chalipin. That who means not, that dafka by the avera of avodah zarah do we assume that it transfers over to the chalipin. But by other isurim, like isuri anah, like arla and kilei akerem, when you exchange it for something, the isur anah doesn't transfer onto the other item. Shemacharan v'kidesh b'dmein mukadeshes. That if you were to sell the arla and kilei akerem and get money for it, and then you're makadesh anisha with that money, mukadeshes. The isur anah does not transfer onto that money. She would be mukadeshes. V'idach, and the one that's matir chalipe chalipin because of who, right? Because of the word who, arlo v'kilei akerem l'tzrichim yuta. How do they know that you could be mekadesh nisha with chalipe arlo v'kilei akerem? He says, well, you don't even need a miut in the pasuk for that. That's obvious. Because the very notion that an isser will be transferred on to that which you exchange it for is only mentioned in two places in the Torah. It's mentioned by Shemitah and it's mentioned by Avodah Zarah, and whenever you have something that's mentioned only in two places in the Torah, as opposed to in one place in the Torah, we know that that's the exception and it's not the rule. We do not derive a halacha from Shneksum Laban Kechad, from two places that tell me the same halacha. Avodah Zarah, how do I know that it transfers over to that which you exchange it for? Because we said, the Pasuk says, Ve'yisachayrim kamohu. Shviyas, how do I know Shviyas transfers over? Because the Pasuk says about Yovel, which has the same din of the same dinim as Shviyas, ki Yovel hi kodesh tiyalachem. That the Torah equates Yovel, which is the same as Shviyas for our purposes, to Kodesh. Ma Kodesh, just like something that's Mukdash, Lebedek Abayis, and you exchange it for money, Tofes is Damav, the Kedusha transfers onto the money, Va'asr, and the money becomes Asr Ba'na, because now it belongs to Gavoa, Sa'af Shviyas, Tofes is Estamea Va'asura. So to Shemitah, it transfers over to what you, when you sell Shemitah produce, it transfers over. The Kedusha Shviyas transfers over. Well, Ima Kodesh, Tofes Estamav, Yotze Luchulin, Av Shviyas, Tofes Estamea, V'yotze Luchulin. Well, I would think then, if it's really like Kodesh, if let's say something belongs to the Bedek Abayis, and they sell it, so now that thing is no longer Kodesh. Now it's Chulin. Would you say the same thing by Shemitah? You have Shemitah produce and you trade it for something else. So the original Shemitah produce loses its Kedusha? No, Tamalomer Tiyeh, Bav Yasatei. That even though the Kedusha transfers onto the other item, the original Kedusha stays on the Shemitah. Well, Haketzad, how does this play out? So Gemara says, here's how it works. Lakach Beper Shviyas Basar. Let's say you take Shemitah produce and you exchange it for meat. Elu ve'elu misbarim b'shviyas. Both the meat and the Shemitah produce has a din of beer b'shviyas. It has kedusha shviyas. Then, lakach b'basa dagim. Let's say you made a bad trade. You traded the meat for fish. Some people, I guess, like fish better than meat. So you traded the meat for fish. So now, yatsa basar, the meat no longer has kedusha shviyas. B'nichlasu dagim. And fish now have the kedusha shviyas. B'dagim yayin. And you trade the fish for wine. So yatsu dagim. B'nichlas yayin. So the fish no longer have kedusha shviyas. And the wine does. Be yayin shemen, you trade the wine for oil, yatsi yayin nichla shemen. Ha ketzad, achron, nitva b'shviyas, upriyatzmo aser. The first in the line and the last in the line have kedusha shviyas. Everything else in between does not have kedusha shviyas. So does kedusha shviyas transfer? Yes, but it's not a permanent transfer, meaning if you then switch it for other things, only the very last item in the line is going to be is going to have the kedusha shviyas. So the Gemara now goes to explain the shita that holds chalipe chalipe of avodah zarah is aser, and you need to be memait from the word who, the chalipe orla and kilei akerem are mutter, the idach, the one that holds, you need to be memait orla and kilei akerem from the yisrach Chalipin Kasavar Shnei Ksuvin Aban Keachan Melamdin. We'll say, why do I need to learn it? After all, isn't it Shnei Ksuvin Aban Keachan? No, because they hold Shnei Ksuvin Aban Keachan Melamdin. And therefore, if you have by Avodah Zarah and by Shviyas that the Kedusha transfers, I would have imagined that Kedusha transfers from Arlach, that the Yisra transfers from Arlach Kilei Kerem as well. That's why I need who to tell Itzrichu Lemutinu. That's why I need who to be Mimait Arlach Kilei Kerem. That it's only by Avodah Zarah that your Machlif is, that it's Tofes is Damav, but Orla and Kilei Kerem that your Machlif are not Tofes Damav and they are Asir. So now a new Mishnah. Sholuas is a Kedim. The Chachmei Umos HaOlam asked the Ziknei Yisrael, Baromi, if Hashem really doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he just destroy all the Avodah Zarah? He's God, he can do whatever he wants. Right? The Rishonim are a little bit bothered, like you could ask that about any Yisr. If Hashem doesn't want you to eat pig, why did he make pigs? Like you could do that about any Yisr, but this is what they asked about. Samar Lahen, so he said, Ilu Davar Shein Tzarech LiOlam Bo Hayu Ovdin. Look, if people were worshipping things that the world didn't need, then Hayim Mevatlo, then yeah, Hashem could easily just make that thing no longer exist. But you look what they're worshipping. So they're worshipping all these things that are necessary for the functioning of the world. Hashem's going to destroy the whole world because of some morons that are that decided to worship these things. It's interesting that it calls them shotim and not reshaim, which you would imagine would be the better description. So the Chachmim said, "Im ken yabi davar she'ein tzaruch li'olam bo, v'yaniach davar she'tzaruch li'olam bo." So I have an idea, said the Chachmim Asolam. Why doesn't God destroy those Avodah Zarahs that the world doesn't need and keep those Avodah Zarahs that the world does need? So, which is also an interesting chiddush, that the assumption is that there is such things that the world doesn't need, that there are creatures that have no purpose whatsoever. Meaning there are plenty of creatures that we can't necessarily understand the purpose of, but it's quite an assumption. So the Chachmei Yisrael responded, Amru Lahan, they said, if that's what Hashem would do, that whenever people would worship things, he would make an assessment. Does the world need this? Does the world not need it? If the world needs it, he would leave it in place and let it be. If the world doesn't need it, he would destroy it. Then it's only going to encourage the Ovdei Avodah Zarah for the people who worship the sun and the moon and everything, because Hashem's going to leave those in place. And all the other Avodah Zarahs Hashem is just destroying as soon as people worship it. So the worshippers of the sun are going to say, you see, our Avodah Zarah has mamashas to it. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu just lets it be. And Poshim Yikashlubam, what can you do? So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with the Braisa that elaborates greatly on that Mishnah. Everyone have a great day.